The top stories on MFR this week.
It's the biggest ski sport centre in Scotland. 180,000 people come and visit here every year.
More than £6 million is being invested in Kenmore Mountain. The owners sign a 25-year lease with a new operator. MFR asks them how they'll spend the money.
We're looking at a new day lodge. We're looking at a new retail offering, new food and beverage. Within the day lodge, we'll look to put in an activity centre and a play area.
MFR. Also in the news this week.
There had been an engine failure and they had to land pretty quickly as they couldn't maintain altitude. They called in a Mayday.
An army attack helicopter makes an emergency landing in Aberdeenshire. MFR sends our reporter to the scene. And just 2 days later, another aircraft, this time a plane from Wick, crash lands. Luckily, no one's seriously hurt.
I looked up and saw this plane gliding over my head, about 20, 30 feet above me, I would say. And of course, my mouth opened like a goldfish.
Your music.
Your life.
MFR.
And how big are your breasts?
Scottish ladies are blessed with larger breasts than the southern ladies.
MFR learns Inverness women are the bustiest in Scotland. I'm Brian Rutherford. We start with news from the owners of the tourism spot Kenmore Mountain.
What we're announcing today is a new operator who we believe can invest and take it further and make it a European leisure destination.
Highlands and Islands Enterprise boss says Natural Retreats is taking over the running of the facilities. The travel and tourism operator is investing £6 million over the next 5 years. Its chief operating officer Ewan Kearney tells MFR that will buy a new nursery slope and some other things.
We're looking at a new day lodge. We're looking at a new retail offering, new food and beverage. Within the day lodge, we'll look to put in an activity centre and a play area.
MFR.
A British Army helicopter on its way to Kinloss Barracks has suffered an engine failure.
They couldn't get to the airport and they couldn't land on the main road because of the power lines, so they had to put it down in a field.
Aberdeenshire farmer Kevin Park spoke to the Apache crew.
They were carrying a lot of fuel. That was their concern, the impact that could have if they did crash.
The attack helicopter, which called in a Mayday on Monday, has since taken off. That's after engineers came to fix it. Well, that wasn't the only aviation incident to happen in the Aberdeenshire sky this week.
I looked up and saw this plane gliding over my head, about 20, 30 feet above me, I would say. And of course, my mouth opened like a goldfish, so I stopped the engine and ran. My husband to say, well, I'll run to the plane, see if the person's all right.
An airplane took off from Wick Airport, bound for France, but didn't get there. Instead, the twin-engined aircraft made an emergency landing just north of Stonehaven. Witness Eleanor Robertson spoke to MFR. She told us only a male pilot was on board and he escaped unhurt.
MFR.
Highland health officials admit that they need to know more about legal highs before they can properly help people affected by them.
Just because something's called a legal high doesn't mean to say that it's legal and certainly doesn't mean to say that it's safe.
Highland Alcohol and Drugs Partnership Coordinator Debbie Stewart. She's told MFR that an internet survey's been launched. It's on our website.
MFR.
A clothing retailer's told MFR Inverness women are the bustiest in Scotland.
Scottish ladies are blessed with larger breasts than the southern ladies.
Ananda Gill is the lingerie buyer for Debenhams. The retailer says sales show Highland women are mostly buying 36F bras, which is more than the Scottish average.
When you compare that to somewhere like Aberdeen, it's a 34DD, so you've got three, four sizes difference there, which is quite considerable.
The average cup size for England is two sizes smaller than Scotland. But 4 in 10 women have never had a bra fit, and that's unhealthy.
You can find that your breast tissue actually ends up saggier than somebody wearing the correct fitting bra because the ligaments are being stretched and not supported. You end up back pain.
Your music.
Your life.
MFR.
Inverness's Eastgate Centre plans to add an 8-screen, 1,100 seats cinema and restaurants. The owners have applied to Highland Council for permission to build, according to centre manager Jackie Cuddy.
From the day work starts to the day the doors open, it will only take a year to deliver.
Well, you've been getting in touch with us on our Twitter at MFR News and on Facebook. Leanne Wood tells us, fantastic idea, especially the new restaurant. We need more to bring people back into the city centre. But Kimberly Groves doesn't agree. She says, terrible idea. Sucking the life out of the rest of the town, small businesses will suffer. Well, that's your week on MFR. There's more news online at mfr.co.uk.